All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10, Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview. We're in studio today with Brian Young from Impact 307, here today to share some awesome news. They have officially announced the selections for the Fremont County Startup Challenge Pitch Night. It's going to be happening next week on Tuesday, April 9th at 6 o'clock at CWC in Riverton. Brian's going to tell us a little bit about each of the participants and what we can expect from the pitch night itself, and give us some background, as always, on what Impact 307 is. But before we get into all of that, Brian, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Vince?
Doing good. Glad to see you back. It's always exciting to kind of see the process of these selections for pitch night. And as I just mentioned a second ago, sometimes we have new listeners who might not know what Impact 307 is. You know, we have you on all the time. If you wouldn't mind just kind of giving them some background on what you guys do.
Yeah, sure. So Impact 307 is a program at the University of Wyoming. We help high growth and innovative type startup companies that, you know, with mentorship, also with some funding through startup challenges and that sort of thing, connecting them with resources within the state to help get their businesses, startup companies off the ground.
Well, and this is always the most exciting part of that process, too. And this is what, our third year of doing these interviews now, and you make the selections, and then the anticipation's building up for the pitch night. So you've, how many applications did you have this year to whittle it down to these contestants?
Yes, we had 54 applications, which is the most we've ever had in the 3 years
54,
that we've been doing.
Wow.
It. Yeah. And so by the time we get down to the local judges selected five finalists, and by the time we get from 54 to 5, we have a good idea that these companies have a high probability of being successful.
And what are we looking at this year? I saw the press release earlier today. Give us a little breakdown of these selections that you have this year.
Yeah, so there are, like I said earlier, five finalists. Four of them are new product ideas.
Okay.
So one's a honey company, sort of, that it's honey with benefits, right? It's honey with some turmeric and some other additives to it that are all natural. Kind of a health trend for a lot of people these days, you know, cutting out sugar and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting there. Another one is a woman that has a fishing lure company. So she makes sort of custom, real nice fishing lures. Also has an idea that's patented pending for a ice fishing rod holder, which is kind of neat. You know, the thing you screw into the ground if you're on the shore.
And if you've ever been ice fishing out here in Wyoming too, you know how many people have their own like contraptions and configurations that they've kind of put together. So this is someone who's in that process of getting that patent.
Yeah, so pretty exciting one there. Also, individual up in Riverton that has a gun safe company. So it's a concealment company. So basically, we're not talking like regular gun safes. He's actually owns a furniture store on Main Street in Riverton, and he builds safes into furniture with sort of concealed compartments, fingerprint to open it. Really kind of a neat concept.
There's a neat concept.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that out there. Yeah, so it's geared more towards the higher end furniture market, and that's something that you'd traditionally pick up, you know, at the local furniture store. It's more custom.
Right, but still a very cool concept.
Yeah, pretty neat. The fourth one that is also a product idea is someone that's been in business for a year or so, Yellowstone Spice, who I think some people around here might recognize.
Yeah, I've actually had Scout. Yeah, he's been on the show in the past before. That was when he first started his business.
Yeah, and he was actually a semifinalist last year.
Okay.
The judges did elect him as a finalist this year based on sort of his growth and some actually a new product idea that he has that he's been working on that I'm sure he'll share with us next week.
Very cool. I'm just glad to hear that he's still humming along.
The last one is an individual that's doing a GIS, so geographical information system / drone company. So basically taking drones not only for mapping but also for pretty neat. He showed me you can actually identify like the depth of potholes and that sort of thing. So city governments could have, you know, this could be a really good idea for city governments. It's sort of a newer concept of using drones. You know, typically we think about drones as surveillance, you know,
right, but
taking
data
pictures
collection
and so combining his GIS skills sort of on the technical side with his ability to fly drones. So kind of a cool concept that the judges were really appreciative of. So those are the five finalists. Going to be pretty neat. Always a great time.
Well, and like you said, it's this year seems kind of product heavy, but it's a good wide array of products, I think, that are all going to be great to have here in our community.
Yeah, they're all different. You know, it's the third year we've had product ideas. A couple times we had some service type companies. But yeah, it's exciting for me to work with them. I've been working with them, with these five finalists. I've been working with a couple of these people for over a year, you know. So, but with the five finalists in general, been working with them for a couple of months, getting them ready for this, preparing their pitch, you know, going mm-hmm. from here's my idea in some cases to, okay, we need an LLC. We need,
right.
you know, to do a bunch of legwork, and then also, you know, exploring what the target market is, who your target customers are, what the competition looks like, what the, you know, your marketing plan is and those sort of things, and all putting that together into a nice streamlined pitch that is about 10 to 15 minutes each. And then the judges who also selected them as finalists, who then know a little bit about what they have going on,
right.
Would have some questions at the end of their presentations.
Right, and that's why they know going into it, because they'll have those questions that the finalists will be answering throughout the night. And what I like, too, that we've kind of chatted about in the past is that it's not just here's your money, goodbye, that you kind of foster relationships even with the other finalists who may not get the big win.
Correct. Yeah, all of them, including some that aren't finalists, that are were semi-finalists or otherwise,
mm-hmm.
The judges did not select. If they have a high-growth, innovative, you know, concept, we're a free service to the University of Wyoming, so we'll help anyone that falls within sort of our scope of clients. And yeah, so I tend to work with, you know, and I'm currently working with you know, dozens basically mm-hmm. of local companies, and have over the last 3 years. Since our program came over here to Fremont County. And yeah, so it's really rewarding to help see these founders go from the idea stage to a bigger, you know, growing concept, which of the last, you know, two previous years of the Fremont County Startup Challenge, I still meet with those winners
mm-hmm.
Basically on a weekly basis.
That's so awesome.
Exactly. 2 years later.
Never-ending process. It's an ongoing thing. So if you get to that point where you're in that finalist pitch night, it's going to be an ongoing kind of mentorship and partnership there. It's just cool to hear. If you wouldn't mind one more time, just kind of going over the specifics of the pitch night. Is this open to everyone? Do they need to get tickets, RSVP? And then the specific location of where it will be.
Yeah, sure. So it, like you said, it's this Tuesday, April 9th, 6 p.m., at the campus of CWC in Riverton. It's in room 100, which is on the bottom floor of the Health and Sciences building. It's basically right when you're turning off Main Street into the main entrance of CWC. It's that big building you see
gotcha.
In front of you
okay.
on the right of that little roundabout. Yeah, starts at 6 o'clock. There's free food and drink. There's no tickets required. We usually have a fairly decent audience there to support local entrepreneurs. Lots of friends and family show up, but it's great to have people, you know, just out in the community. And hey, there's free food and drink. So, and I'm there and
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
the whole thing.
Exactly.
So you know, you get to put although you'd see my face on County 10 a little bit, but you get to put a face to my voice.
If you finally know who you are. Yeah,
for
exactly.
3 years here.
So if nothing else, go there just to finally solve that mystery, get to know Brian. But no, it is. It's a community event. Lots of potential for fun. I've covered it now two out of the three years. And it's fun. It's kind of like a reality TV show competition the night of. So, I mean, you see the excitement on people's faces, and it's a fun event.
Yeah, it's fun to see with the finalists, you know, how nervous they are typically when we start the process to practicing their pitches so many times. And you know, it is rewarding for me. I love what I do and this part of it. I don't love lining up caterers and
right.
know, all this promotion. But I do like talking to you, Vince, because we're kind of friends off the air here. But yeah, definitely love the opportunity to help entrepreneurs. That kind of, you know, floats my boat, if you will.
100%. And yeah, like I said, just go check it out. Go support local entrepreneurs. But thanks again one more time, Brian, for coming in today and filling us in on everything.
Thanks, Vince, for having me.